This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Let's look back to earlier this week.
Yay.
Julian Reese has been held to 4 points in each of his last two games. He scores his season average of 13 against Michigan. He did not.
Nope.
6 points. Both of you guys bounced back. Jason, you said 17.
Wrong.
Roddy Rice had a rough shooting afternoon, going 2-for-13 from the floor with 1-3. That was over the weekend at Penn State. He had made 6 or more shots in each of his last 7 games prior to that. He hits at least 6 tomorrow. He did. And he went 4-of-9 from 3. Hit 6 shots exactly. Ken, you said put it in Sharpie, Pone.
Yeah.
So, Sharpie play. He hit it. He hit it, Jason. You said 4-of-8 from 3.
I was on it.
He was 4-of-9 from 3. That was close.
Pretty good, yeah, Jason.
2 layups, 2 main shots.
Not a Sharpie, but that's good.
You don't have to pacify me, Bone. I know you'll never give me the credit I'm due.
Maryland wins outright tomorrow against Michigan. They did, 71-65. Both you guys bounced back, Jason. You said 77-72. Caleb Swanton.
What did they win by?
They won by 6.
And I said they'd win by 5.
It's pretty good.
He didn't even recognize
it. No. All right. I mean, the score was off by a lot.
You're right, I didn't hit the exact score, Bone. Correct. You're right, I didn't. Shame on me. I'll do better next time.
Pretty close, Jason.
Not everyone.
Not to the bone. Not close enough to the bone.
Not everyone can hit Jimmy Butler's scoring.
That's true.
Not everyone can do it.
Hey, that's like the mountaintop.
Caleb Swanton, Roger.
What if I guess exactly how many points Jimmy Butler's going to score from this point on through the rest of the NBA season?
That'd be something.
If I hit that on the nose, what would you do?
You're in the bounce back fallback Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
that's not enough for me to even try to do the math. It's not even enough. It's not enough for me to do the math in my head.
You'd be in a class of your own. No one's in the bounce back fallback Hall of Fame.
Nor do they want to be.
I beg to differ.
Yeah. Yes, thank you, Ken.
Yeah,
Caleb, you're already in.
No,
I said no one's in.
It's the way you act, Bo. It's not what you say. It's how you say it.
To your point, I do have some gravitas.
With bounce back, fall back,
yeah,
you do.
Yes.
Yes.
Caleb Swan, Roger.
Cowboy, still alive.
Has recorded.
Maybe the lowest IQ play I've seen in a while.
That foul at the end of the game. Holy moly.
The dude is basically out of bounds. 60-some feet from the bucket.
Runs him over. The last thing the ref wants to do is call that.
You can take the Calgary kid out of Calgary, but you can't take the Calgary out of the Calgary. Checked him. He's a hockey guy.
Yeah, that was something. He ran him over.
He's recorded 2 or more steals in 3 straight games, 4 or 5. He gets 2 or more tomorrow. He did not, but he still fills the stat sheet.
Yeah.
This was against Louisiana, 18 points, 10 rebounds, 3 blocks, 0 steals, 0 assists. Both you guys bounce back. But the Cowboys...
For what it's worth... I strongly believe his game today against Appalachian State is going under.
The Cowboy had 7 blocks against Texas State last
night. Beast mode.
Wow.
Knicks covered a 4.5-point spread against the Warriors.
Does he have eligibility left? Maybe with Derek Queen leaving, he'll come back.
Come back.
They did not. 114-102. Both of you guys fell back. Timberwolves covered the 13.5-point spread versus the Sixers. Jason, you bounced back. It was a fallback, barely. 126-112. Ken did fall back. And that was the difference in the game, ladies and gentlemen. Ken won 4-3.
That's why he's a Hall of Famer.
No one's in the Hall of Fame. I'm not even in the Hall of Fame.
But wait, Ben's in.
Yeah, I'd say Ben. Yeah. Ben's earned a spot. Yeah. Julian Reese, we're going back to the first Northwestern game here. Led the Terps in scoring that day with 23 points.
297 points.
For Jimmy Butler.
The rest of the season.
I thought you said it wasn't worth it.
It was worth it.
Now?
297. Put it in your little Google Doc.
All right.
If I'm even in the vicinity, I expect to be 297.
Rewarded. 297 points by Jimmy Butler the rest of the regular
From
season.
From this point on the regular season.
So just to clarify, so before we get to our other nonsense, Jimmy Butler's on the Golden State Warriors. They are 35-28. So that's
I was thinking they had about 17 to play. Is what I was thinking.
63.
In my head,
so that's 19 left.
I was basing it off 17.
Yeah, they got 19 games left.
But he's not going to play in all those. I don't think.
That's probably
true. He's got the back spasms. They've already used that as an excuse once or twice. So I figured they had 20 to play. He'd play 17.
So you're stinking.
I'm thinking 17 times 17. That got me to like 290, and then I bumped it up a little bit.
They played 63 games. So they got 19 games left.
So final answer.
Final answer.
297. It is in.
If I hit that on the nose, that should be the open of a show.
If you hit it on the nose, I'll run down Clarkview naked.
That's better. That's the kind of response. I don't want to be in the Hall
of Fame.
There
you go, Bum.
Yeah.
Julian Reese led the Terps in scoring against Northwestern in the first go-around, 23. Derek Queen had 9. One of those bigs leads the Terps in scoring tomorrow. Ken.
That's a bounce back. I think they're going to feed the hell out of Juju tomorrow. Like and unless he's continuing to he's been having trouble. That shot that's been so good for him all year all of a sudden has eluded him the last couple games. But I think they're going to make a concerted effort to get Juju going tomorrow.
I think that Wolfman looking guy, Martinelli or whatever, is that his name? Or yeah, I don't know. I think he's going to be a bit of a problem. At least making it sort of an ugly game. They're down a couple starters. I think someone's going to go off from range. And since he just was on our show, the IA bump. Something Miguel was saying, he wishes he could get to 20. You're going to do it.
17.
You're going to do it. You're not stuck on 17 against these mooks. You're going for 20.
Mooks.
Northwestern.
It's IA bump.
Yeah.
Northwestern.
Worth at least 3 points.
Yeah, I agree.
Northwestern outscored the Terps in the paint in that game 40-30.
Yeah.
Maryland outscores Northwestern in the paint tomorrow. Jason.
Sure.
That wasn't very convincing.
I don't feel super strong about it.
All right.
I'll say they score 4 more points in the paint than the Wildcats.
In the paint.
Yeah, I think not only do I not think Northwestern's very good, but this is a revenge game. They're at home. It's senior day. I think the crowd. I'm going to bounce back on that as well. I'm going to be pro-Maryland on a lot of it.
Maryland was very sloppy with the basketball in the first matchup. 16 turnovers. They have less than 10 tomorrow, Ken.
Less than 10?
Less than 10.
I'm going to fall back on that, Bob.
Okay. All right.
Maybe 12.
Okay. I'll write that down. Maybe 12.
I'm going to say they have 9 turnovers.
That's a bounce back. That is a bounce back. Home.
Those playing at home, driving, you maybe might have forgotten. Yes. But well
Don't
done,
get
Bob.
In any wrecks with a semi.
Yeah. That's
10
true.
On I-75, listening to us on the Odyssey app down in Sarasota.
Yeah.
It is a 10.5-point spread. Maryland is favored over Northwestern. Jason, they cover that.
I like the over here. Let's say they win by 12, Bone. What the heck?
Win by 12, Bone. Okay. Ken?
Yeah, I'm bouncing back on that as well, Bone. I think this is going to be a fun afternoon at the Xfinity Center.
Big Ten matchup tonight. Illinois covers the 4.5-point spread at home against Purdue. Illinois' favored. Ken?
I'm falling back on that, Bum.
Falling back.
I think they win the game. I'm not sure they cover. I want to go over here, but I haven't yet. I'd like to see that total get under 158. Illinois has been better lately, and they're much better. All their splits home road are it's like two different teams. Purdue's been fading. I'll say they win in a high-scoring affair, Bone, 86-81.
86-81. So that is a bounce back.
Yes.
That's five. That's more than four and a half.
It
is. That's more than four and a half.
You sort of outsmarted yourself there. I thought yourself.
I wasn't sure. I was talking through it.
Yeah, I saw what I saw the process.
I have them covering.
Yeah, I saw the process.
Grizzlies are 9.5 point
favorites.
They
can't play defense anymore.
They are 9.5 point favorites at the Mavs. Jason, they cover that.
That's an ugly game. I am not on that game in any way, shape, or form.
Well, you are in this game.
Yes. Good point, Bond.
Thank you. Thank you.
He told
I don't even know who's left for the Mavs at this point.
AD's resuming some activities.
Yeah, well, you're not playing tonight.
No. Why he'd ever play again this year is beyond me.
I'll say the Grizzlies win by 9.
Grizzlies, that's a fallback. That is a fallback.
What's the spread, Bone?
9.5.
Oh.
So he was right on the edge.
I'm going to bounce back. I'll go against him.
What, tough guy?
I almost told a joke.
Cavs! They're 16.5 point favorites at the Hornets.
Yeah.
They cover that.
Hornets stink.
They're getting blown
out. Cavs are really good.
It's a big number.
I'm bouncing back.
Number schmumber.
I'm not on this game, but if you look at recent results from the Hornets, you'll see losses by 42 and 36.
It's a lot.
It's been ugly, and they can't score, and they fade in the fourth quarter. Cavs, pretty good covering team. That is a big number, Bone. I'll say they win by 18.
That's a bounce back. That is a bounce back.
Yes, it is. Coming up next, Purple Rain in the forecast. And ADC at the end of season presser made it clear they'd like to move Kyle Hamilton back to that jackknife Joker role that he was in 2 years ago. I don't know.
That's the semis.
Swiss Army knife?
That's the semis. Yeah, Swiss Army knife. I think the semi.
I think
Brandon Hyde's semi crash, I think, has you thinking jackknife.
But I think, and maybe I'm wrong, Ben, if you can find the cut, I think EDC used the term.
Called him a jackknife?
I think so, but I might be wrong, but I think so. Anyway.
Yeah, just find that during the break. Well, find every reference in his career to Hamilton.
It was the answer.
See if jackknife
it's not
comes
every
answer. No, he's going to have to search them all during the break.
No, it's his answer at the end of season press conference about Hamilton. It's pretty simple to find. But who's on the safety market? That's next here on The Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Well, he's in great shape. I think we can see that, and you know, certainly has had the stuff, the pedigree, the performance to take a step forward. And I think he's had some health frustrations the last couple of years that hopefully don't happen this year. So I would very, very bullish on him and expect a great season from him.
So that's Mike Elias before the season, before spring training, about Grayson Rodriguez, his ace. Well, he might have a great finish to the season, but it's not going to get started on time. Brandon Hyde, meeting with the media in the last 10 minutes, says Grayson Rodriguez has discomfort on the back of his elbow and will miss time into the season. Rodriguez will receive further opinions, more from Hyde on Grayson. Quote, it's not a ligament issue, so we're not concerned about that, but it's going to result in some missed time. Right now, we're still getting opinions.
Good thing they got all those starts out of him possible you could get at Norfolk. Boy, yeah. Good thing you took an arm like that and left him down there where he got hurt before you started looking at him up here where it matters. I've had reservations about this for a long time, going back to watching him pitch repeatedly in the minors and feeling like they never let him battle through anything. They never let him face real adversity. They never let him get deeper into games. I thought he should have been up here before he was. I thought that they were being incredibly naive in having just watched every young pitcher that they asked to take a bigger load break down, not having more than what bigger they signed to replace this guy. They've got no pitching that they can count on, no healthy pitching that they can count on in their entire organization signed beyond this year. And their answer to that was to sign a couple of dudes, a 41-year-old who is very much year-to-year for 1 year, and a 36-year-old from Japan, who we don't know what that's going to look like in the major leagues. And that was their answer to losing Corbin Burns. That was their answer to messing up Kyle Bradish and waiting too long to get that surgery and jeopardizing not just last season, but this season too. Like, that was your answer to losing 200 innings out of Corbin Burns. That was your answer to everything, is to talk up this kid who couldn't get through his final minor league season without significant injury setback, whose velo has been off and who's been sort of doing weird things and missing starts already. Your answer to that was, let's let him throw a bullpen when he feels like crap. Let's leave him in the game when he's throwing four-seam fastballs under 90 miles an hour. And let's sort of laugh it off like the manager did on Wednesday, saying, oh, it sounded good on the radio. Well, how's it sound now, Skip?
It's a mess. And anytime you're hearing multiple opinions, you said this yesterday, Ken. You're not getting a second opinion if he's saying, oh, everything's fine.
Well, to your point, they were getting multiple opinions on Andrew Kittredge, who will now miss multiple months after arthroscopic knee surgery in his knee. Andrew Kittredge was their one big bullpen signing this offseason. He's going to miss multiple months. So, optimistically, maybe after the All-Star break, we see Andrew Kittredge, but man, that's not looking good. And this is what
could have had Kenley Jansen for the same money.
Could have had both.
Don't worry, they kept Dominguez and Soto around. Just don't watch them pitch lately, because you won't like what you're saying.
Hyde also said that they're going to have Jackson Holliday work at shortstop as a contingency plan for Gunner if he's not ready for opening day. So that doesn't sound great either.
I got news for you.
Are we having fun
yet? Jorge Mateo return has just been ramped up.
Yeah, he started. I did see that. Yeah. They
shocker.
Mateo,
now they're talking about Mateo. You better talk about Mateo, because Jackson Holliday is not a major league shortstop, and that experiment will not last long.
By the way, Hyder did say that it's Suarez or Povich in that last starter spot now.
Well, whatever you thought about how they built this thing, we thought it was a house of cards. It's crumbling. And the bullpen has been, we just did segments. I don't think this is such a great bullpen. I'm hearing all these people tell me how great this bullpen is. Well, if everybody's in the exact role you want them in, and Felix is Felix, and they've already come out and said, we're never going to ask Felix to be Felix, then maybe. Well, that's been shot to hell.
At least a start, Jason. He could be Felix by at some point.
Okay.
He could be.
Yeah.
Could be.
We'll see.
I like to be optimistic.
The starting rotation, significantly compromised. We'll see. Like, we had J.P. Morosi on. He agrees with pretty much everything we've been saying on this show for a long time about the way they built this and the lack of urgency and the lack of true contingencies and not enough proven major league high-quality talent to supplement what's around them.
He also doesn't think Michael Elias is going to change his stripes.
And no. I don't either. Like I said, the moment Grayson got hurt, and somehow I knew from this studio, just looking at StatCast data, that Grayson was hurt, but the skipper didn't on I-75. Well, the moment Grayson was clearly hurt, the price tag for Michael King, if you thought it was high before, get ready for sticker shock now. The price tag for Dylan Cease, it just went up. That's what happened when you run your team dispassionately, when you always think you have the answers in your calculator, in your number, in your metrics, and you got an owner who thinks you've penciled out the next five seasons in the American League, and you know how it's going to go, so why would we sign anybody to a seven-year contract now? All you do when you do that is win a press conference. When that's how you operate, you might be kind of effed, and it ain't even St. Patrick's Day yet.
You having fun yet?
Yeah.
Injuries, and man, I'd like to go back to Tuesday when it was a boring spring training. Coming up next, Terps have their final regular season game of the year tomorrow. It's against Northwestern. It's at home. Pregame coverage at 2, tips at 3 right here on 105.7 The Fan. Earlier in the show, we talked to senior guard Selton Miguel. We'll hear some of that next here on The Fan.
Merlin always been the first choice whenever I got to the portal, and I already knew when I was coming. No matter what the college coaches trying to give me to other schools, but I already know where I was coming. Bruno Impact was definitely a big, you know, was definitely the main influence that got me to choose Maryland, just because, you know, he grew up with me and he had a legacy here. So why not have two in goal and having the same legacy in the same university? So that's what he was.
So that was Selton Miguel who joined us earlier, and we get away from the disaster that is the Orioles with the Kittredge and Grayson injuries. Kittredge's going to miss a few months. Grayson's going to miss some time with pain behind his elbow. With some good news, senior day tomorrow at Maryland. That's Selton Miguel, and the Bruno he references his cousin, Bruno Fernando, basically saying Bruno was a big part of him getting to Maryland.
Look, this season would not have been nearly as much fun without Selton Miguel and everything he brings to the table. The joy in which he plays, with which he plays, just sort of the way he carries himself. I just immediately gravitated to this guy. He had some ish to him. Nothing phases him. He's obviously relishing his last opportunity to play college ball. He's getting to do it on a quite a big stage, and he's taking advantage of it. And he's been a big part of sort of the fabric of this team. And he's obviously a guy who, when he's stroking it, can score 11 points in the blink of an eye. And yeah, there'll be some shots you wish he wouldn't take, but that's sort of part of the fun.
It's the Selton Miguel experience. But yeah, for a guy who was named Sixth Man of the Year in the AAC to being a full-time starter and having the significant impact that he is having, and he's the guy that they were missing last year, that sharp shooter, someone that shoots well over 40% from three, and he's been really, really good for them.
More from Selton Miguel, who joined us earlier in the show. Senior day tomorrow. He is one of five Maryland seniors that will be honored before the game. But we talked to him about Coach Kevin Willard wanting him to shoot.
No, he definitely get mad when I don't shoot. So if I stop a shot, he definitely going to be mad. So he told me, we prefer you to shoot. We prefer you to miss. If you're going to miss, then not to shoot. So I will be ready to shoot.
Yeah, Kevin Willard has been, after wins recently, he's been teasing Selton about no dribbling, just shoot. He'll live with the results.
I mean, he said it quite a bit. Like, I'm to the point where, I mean, it's a bit of a bit, but I think it's mostly real.
Well, I remember he was on with Vinny and Bob a couple weeks ago saying, talking about his shooting percentage on the catch and shoot being so high for him. And heck, I go back to the game where I was engineering at Rutgers where Willard's standing right in front of me yelling, shoot, Sal, shoot. That's definitely real.
I'll always remember that game because that's the game where you were constantly on TV flying the flag for 105.
Oh, yeah.
The red hoodie.
The red hoodie.
That's the red hoodie game.
Bone Engineering, the radio broadcast. You got more TV time than the players that day.
Yeah. It was well deserved.
You got more than Kapari.
You did. Man. Yeah. And what might have been with him if he doesn't get sick? One more from Selton Miguel. It took time for the starting five to mesh.
You know, it took a little time. You know, it took a little time. We knew coming in, you know, had to gel in. It had to take a little time for us to be able to, like, you know, understand each other, know what's each other's strength, and, you know, just bond with each other every day on and off the court to make that transition. But overall, it turns out good, and, you know, we're just happy for each other because we practice with each other. We work out with each other every day, so we're just happy with the success we have.
To his point, and they spent a lot of time together, but and maybe we're just dead wrong, but I think you'll agree with me on this. They seem to really like each other. These guys seem to like each other.
You could see it immediately. I was shocked. I mean, the first couple times we saw them, just how different the style of play is, how much they can run, how much they seem to understand each other, even though they've barely been playing with each other. How much everybody seemed to understand their role, even the two bigs, where, yes, it helps that they went to the same high school and they know a lot of the same people and they've been connected forever. But there can be a natural give and take and a little bit of a alpha, not alpha, and this is my locker room. And there was none of that. They played sometimes my biggest qualm with them is they're too unselfish. Like, when it's a 3-on-2, just make the one pass and take the layup. Like, you don't have to pass it again under the basket to make sure your buddy gets one, too. Like, it's part of why they've done what they've done. But, like, even early in the season, I was like, I can't believe how unselfish they are. I can't believe the way they're sharing the ball. And they don't really know each other, at least from a Big Ten basketball standpoint yet, because they hadn't even played any conference games yet.
It was always going to take some time because it was a brand new team, essentially. And we know that they played a cupcake schedule where they got off to that slow start in the Big Ten, starting 1-3. But that turning point really was that UCLA game where we were broadcasting at, where they ended up pulling away late in that one and really didn't look back.
So what are we expecting to see tomorrow? They play at 3, pregame coverage at 2 right here on 105.7 The Fan. It's a revenge game. They lost at Northwestern in overtime. I feel like they come out fast for the first time in a while.
I think they're going to hammer them. It's just a gut feeling with this, where it's senior day, it's sold out, there's going to be a ton of energy in that arena, and they understand the assignment. They understand how important it is to secure that double bye, and I think they're going to give Northwestern the best shot.
I should have brought this up earlier in the show because someone could have helped me. I think Maryland's going to win. I think they're going to win big. My biggest concern about tomorrow is, can I find a parking space for the Maryland-UCLA baseball game that we're going to that starts at 2, and then this game starts at 3, and there's not that much parking on that campus to begin with. I don't know. I think I'm going to have to get there really early and just try to put it in one of those garages where you can pay by the hour.
Yeah, I think, yeah. Or get there early enough where you can just park in a lot because we...
Do that and then walk to baseball from
it give you the best advice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, then I get towed or get the ticket.
Yeah,
text Jason Yellen. Jason Yellen?
I don't like to ask for preferential treatment.
I'm not saying preferential treatment, just to give you advice on where to go.
I'm surprised. You know what? I'm surprised there's not a parking garage named after Wyman Industries on the campus somewhere. But there's not at least a dedicated Wyman Industries parking spot that I could have maybe borrowed.
Well, because there have been no Wynemans who have gone to Maryland.
But Dennis got no love for College Park?
Dennis went to Hobart.
Yeah, but who cares? I went to Syracuse.
But,
who cares?
But most people care about their alma mater, Jason. They don't hate it like you do.
But did he root for the Terps growing up like you?
Yeah, he's not. Dennis isn't a sports fan like I am. He loves the Orioles. He loves the Ravens. He'll pay attention to the Terps.
But if you were like Dennis, I could really use my own parking spot at College Park. He could probably make that happen pretty quickly. Stroke of the check.
Boom. Yeah. I wish he could help you. I'm thinking about this.
I'm betting he could get any parking space he wants at Hobart.
He could.
Jimmy Patsos has to have a parking
Sunshine.
Spot.
Ooh.
Yeah, Jimmy's.
Coach, Sunshine. If you're listening, coach, shoot me a text if you got an idea about parking for the UCLA and Maryland baseball game.
Park at Bentley's and take the parking ride.
Can you do that?
I'm sure the Sunshine parking ride is.
Well, right, right.
Yeah. He could probably help you get an Uber back or
Anywho,
something.
Go Terps.
Yeah, Terps and Northwestern tomorrow right here on 105.7 The Fan. Pregame coverage starts at 2, games at 3. It's Johnny Holiday, Chris Nockey, and Walt Williams on the call. We will come back, get the text today, also recap what we just learned with the Orioles, Grace Rodriguez, Andrew Kittredge, Gunnar Henderson et al., and then get you ready for the fresh take. It's Beltway Ben Hall and Cordell Woodland at 6 here on The Fan. Human nature. Sometimes injuries are human nature.
It's human nature that Salt in the Swing gets hurt.
Yeah. Well, he's the least of their problems right now. And Salt in the Swing, if you're just tuning in, is Tyler O'Neill. We'll explain on Monday or some point because we don't
or
have time.
Or just listen to the show on the Odyssey app.
And you know, great call. Rewind. Great
call. Go to the second segment of the show at 2:15. Or you're a Spotify guy or gal.
Yeah.
You can listen to our entire podcast in episode form on Spotify. What are the other ones, Bone?
Apple Music.
People listen on the Apple Music.
Yeah, Google Play.
But make sure you do it within 24 hours.
Yes, please.
Yeah, so, it goes stale otherwise. Yeah.
Yes, it does. It's like bread. We went. I wish we could take a time machine back to Tuesday when we were talking about how boring this offseason was, the spring training was. There was nothing to talk about.
The
roster was set. And then the wheels have literally fell off. If you're just tuning in, Grayson Rodriguez and Andrew Kittredge are both going to begin the season on the IL. Brandon Hyde announced about half an hour ago. Rodriguez is getting second opinions on elbow tricep soreness, pain behind his elbow, and Kittredge is having arthroscopic knee surgery. He's going to miss months. I don't know if Bone's going to get this one, but Jason, you should. Andrew Kittredge could become the Orioles' answer to Leon Searcy and the Ravens. Remember when they signed him to a one-year deal?
Yep.
They had John Ogden at left tackle. Yep. They won a bookend right tackle. Yep. He gets hurt in training camp, never plays for him. Andrew Kittredge, it's possible he might never pitch for this team.
Sure. Yeah, he's a guy who's also up there, got some tread on his tires, was asked to do a lot for the Cardinals last year, and he's not a closer, and they really needed a backup closer.
Well, now they don't have him.
I'll never use those terms with him. He's the Phillies' former fifth and sixth inning guy. That's who he
is. He's also their former closer, too.
Long time ago.
And Soto, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Soto closed for the Tigers at one point in time.
He was an all-star at one point.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure at one point in time he was the best baseball player in his seventh grade class. But for me, right now, good luck with that.
Let's get the text of the day.
Check 1-2. Check. Text of the day. Text of the day. Text of the day. Text of the day.
Okay.
Text today is sponsored by Oarsman Automotives, driven by OarsmanCars.com. Your trade is always worth more at Oarsman. Shop their entire inventory now at OarsmanCars.com. Text today comes from Brooks in Baltimore, who says, Jair Alexander should be the cornerback addition, played with Lamar in college, and is built to play in the AFC North.
Except he's hurt.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's not built the last 16 games anymore.
Yeah.
I liked him 3 years ago.
Is that just going to be a salary dump type thing, or...
Probably.
Yeah.
Like, Tre'Davious White was once an elite corner.
Oh, yeah,
absolutely.
And then injuries sap it.
You can't make the club from the tub.
Yeah. Can't make the club from the tub. That is correct, Jason.
Hurt guys stay hurt.
Yes.
If you're feeling sluggish in the pen, you might not mend.
Yeah. I like it. I like the rhyme.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah, I like the rhyme.
He wasn't trying to throw hard.
He's saving it.
It's ready to eat. He's going to let it eat later. He's going to let it eat later, he said.
Jeez, Wes. What a week.
So that's where we are. Also, one other note, if you want to feel froggy, they're going to try out Jackson Holiday at shortstop because they have no updates on Gunnar Henderson, who, remember, when he got hurt, 2 weeks ago, there was nothing to see here on that.
Mm-hmm.
They did tell us he left the game.
Though. Yeah, they
acknowledged that. Yeah, the skipper was there for that one.
Yeah.
He saw that one with his own eyes.
He did.
He might even had a role in taking Gunnar out of that game.
I think it was a home game.
Yeah, he was involved in that
one. Yeah. So he didn't need to go on 75 for that one.
No semis. No jackknife semis.
No.
Back to the jackknife.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Eric said jackknife. It was my question.
It was.
Well, then you would definitely
say
that.
I think he said jackknife. Alas, that is it for us. Beltway Ben, let the people know what they can get tonight on Fresh Take.
Talking Orioles injuries. We'll talk Juju playing his last game at Xfinity. I got a good question I'll pose. Juju potentially going in the rafters. No, some of the older people wouldn't like it, but I mean, my dad's been an older Terps fan. We had a long talk about it. In today's day and age, the way things go, I think Juju might.
I think he should.
I think he should.
I think he should.
But you guys don't remember this, but the whole Baltimore versus College Park thing was a huge
post Ernie Graham
for a lot of dinosaurs like us for a long time, and him staying all 4 years despite his sister leaving and everything. I think you got plenty of room up there. You can put another jersey.
I agree.
Well, they don't retire numbers. I think you honor
him. Yes, right? You only have so many basketball numbers.
Yeah. Who is all this guy to go in the rafters at this point? Was it Gravis?
I think they should have, and I'm on an island on this one. I think Des Wells should have gone up there because he kind of saved the program when they were coming off that mini probation thing. Coming in there.
The only scare is just because he played 2 years.
Yeah. I know, but I thought he was important.
He was ahead of his time.
Yeah, it's true. He also had a bit of a thing at Xavier. Alas. Fresh Take coming up next. It's Cordell Woodland. It is Beltway Ben Hall. They're taking you through the evening. Have yourself a great
Grayson,
weekend.
No Grayson. No Kittredge.
And then also set your clocks back because it's daylight saving.
Don't worry. You'll know.
Yeah,
you'll be aware.
That's coming up Sunday
you
morning.
You can't escape that.
We'll talk to you Monday.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.